Okay guys, before we start the video, just quickly, First Man is so much more than just a YouTube channel. We've got digital products, we've got physical products. The digital products include courses, books, ebooks, etc. And the physical products is everything from supplements to clothing to grooming products to the paperback physical copy of our book. So the two links will be below. Go and check them out, guys. And now back to the video you came here to watch. Okay, guys, what I thought I'd do is a presentation for you on the streaming platform. I thought I'd go through everything. What we've got is why I'm building it, the current problems. We've got the build plan, we've got the content rollout plan, we've got an example of a series we're looking to do with episodes, the team, the membership options, and the bigger vision. So I thought it was important to do this because we're very close now, and it's not gonna, if I do this, somebody's not gonna be able to steal it. Like, we're very close now. I was always reluctant to do this and reveal the whole plan, but yeah, we're very close now, and this is ready to go. It's exciting stuff. I think personally, guys, it's gonna be maybe April 1st. Somebody said to me the other day, he hasn't even got any content on his platform, and you lot are donating. Well, that's the idea. That's what the lifetime membership idea is, that you give £100 and you're helping me to then help you. So then in the early days, it's like, yeah, I don't know what's going to come of this, but I believe in the guy. He's done everything he's ever said he's going to do. Okay, so I just believe in him. Thanks for the 650 free videos you've put out in the past. I don't know if it's that many, but it's close. And then by a year, you're going to be like, this was probably worth it. By year two, you'll be like, how the hell did I only pay £100 for this? By year three, four, five, you're watching live sports and stuff, and you're thinking, I should be paying you more money. This was a steal. How the fuck did I get away with this? That's the way I like to do business, and that's the way I think it should work. So we're going to start off with the first one here. Okay, actually, before that, it's a 10-year plan. I was going to do this till it was an 8-year plan or a 10-year plan like a while back. It was an 8-year plan up to recently. It's probably up to like 7 now. I've extended it to 10 because the way I look at it is 40's not old. At the end of the day, my plan was to get to what I think's the ultimate peak for men, which is like 35, 36, 37, kind of knock it on the head, maybe sell it, maybe step back, maybe sell some of it, and just go and live my life, start a family and whatever. But I just. People are living so much longer, and I just think by 40, I'm not going to look too different. I think with like modern practices and stuff, I don't think it's going to be an issue. So from 30 years old to 40 years old, what cool life as well. It's a cool life, traveling the world, filming stuff, meeting great people, hosting parties, men's award shows. Like, life's going to be cool as fuck. So I've got no issue with that. So number one, why I'm building this platform. If there's spelling mistakes, I'm sorry, guys. I am actually dyslexic. I've tried my best. I feel like Jackie are doing a presentation. So point number one, I think you'll recognize these two burly men on the left. These are the Tates, if you didn't know, if you somehow didn't know. The fact that they got banned, okay, and a lot of other people have been banned, and people haven't been banned in full, but they've had a lot of their content taken down. Hamza's been a victim of this. I personally think I've been shadow banned for a long, long time. Although I do stifle my own growth by not letting people of a certain age see it, don't have ads and stuff like that. So could be something to do with that too. But these guys definitely, got stifled. They got banned, they got taken down. I think they're currently being locked up illegally. I think when you've got nothing against somebody and you're just holding them there for the sake of holding them, I think this becomes a human rights issue. I know a girl that lived in Romania for a few years, and she said some of the most corrupt police officers you'll ever see. She was like, and this is a woman saying this. She was like, I guarantee they're innocent, and they're just holding them purely because they said some stuff about the police, and they're fucked off with them. But at this point, it's becoming a human rights issue. It's like this is it's hard to watch, actually. It's actually hard to watch. I feel really sorry for the guys, but seeing them get banned. And they weren't in control of their own. They're in control of their own lives because they've got a lot of money, but they weren't in control of their own content. Someone else could just stop them at any moment. Somebody else could ban them, take them down, whatever. That didn't sit right with me. It hasn't sat right with me for about 8 years. So I've always wanted to make this. And after seeing what happened with the Tates, and now they're locked up, it's like you just need to control your own content. You need to have a safe place. Number one, Dave Chappelle here in the bottom left. He makes certain jokes. Maybe it's jokes about trans people or whatever. And they just ban him. They just cancel him. They ban him. They take his shows down. As much as I wouldn't want to make the same jokes, and I don't really see the point in making them, I defend his right to the death of being able to make them, freedom of speech. So, you know, that's one thing we want to stop. We want to be able to have comedians on our platform, do a special, it's not going to get taken down. Say whatever you want in the name of comedy. People aren't going to get taken off our platform for offending people. That's one reason why we want to make this. So moving on, everything in this middle section is probably the biggest reasons why I want to make this platform. Probably the biggest reasons. So number one, we've got here Ocean's 8. It was an all-female movie, didn't do well. I don't think it did terribly, but it's piggybacking off the Ocean's name, which was a men's franchise. So it just... Look, here's my viewpoint on this, and I think I'm very down the middle. I think I'm very fair. People say stuff like misogynistic content. It's not. I never have been and never will be. I'm very fair. I just say things as they are. I'm an honest guy. I'll call myself out if I do something wrong, right? My problem is, and especially with this one here, the female Bond. They want to make a female Bond. My problem is, you can make whatever you want. You can make a female version. You can make an all-female cast, all-female movie, whatever. I will bet it will flop. You know, the majority of the time it does, because women just aren't interested in the same things that, you know, men are interested in. So they think, oh, Bond, a massive franchise. I'm sure women will love this too. It doesn't always work like that. You know, if you know, you want women to get paid more in sports, well, there's enough women on the planet to make them richer than the men. So all they've got to do is turn the TV on and watch the event, but they don't. Women have got no interest. They'd rather go and do something else. Rather go and have a coffee with a friend than watch women's football. Fair enough. You can't force somebody to do something they don't want to do. And you've got here, like I said, Ocean's 8 and a female Bond. This is my problem. You can have those things. Just don't destroy our thing. You don't have to ruin our thing to then exist. You know, that's silly. That's silly. Like, I don't have to go... I'm not going to do this, but let's say I wanted to do a fashion show for my men's boxers. If I went, okay, we're going to have men parading up and down on a stage, but in order for this to happen, we have to get rid of Victoria's Secret. People would be like, why? And this is pretty much what they're doing, is just saying the men have to get extinguished for us to exist. I just find that silly. So... I want to protect men's media. I want to protect things like Oceans. I want to protect things like James Bond. I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of our things that we love being destroyed just so they can make a female remake. Terminator was destroyed. Like, it's rubbish now. It's a chick flick. Arnie's been made into a pussy. And then you've got Ghostbusters. It's just anything that men love. It's like, we're going to take that over and we're going to get rid of you. It's just shitty. Some of you might recognize this guy here, Ty Lopez. This is another big reason why I want to make this platform. My content, YouTube, everything that we're doing, we won't last forever. Like, it's my time in the sun right now in terms of 151,000 followers. People glued to your content. You release a video, you get 50,000 views easy, you know, stuff like that. Well, Ty Lopez used to get millions of views. Now he gets like 8,000 views per video and he's got millions of followers. Like, everybody's going to fade away at some point, and I'm going to fade away. Because I should be grateful about that. Because at the end of the day, guys, if I'm trying to help you, and if I truly want you guys to get better, then I have to believe that there will be a time where you no longer need me. Do you know what I mean? If my content is actually good and it actually does work and it gets real world results, then surely at some point you guys will find a girlfriend, find a really good job. You know, you're able to attract women with ease. You're in shape, and you're like, I don't really need to watch the videos anymore. That would be best case scenario for me. I'd love that. But it would also mean, you know, what, like, these young kids that are coming through next that need my help, they're probably not going to watch me. They're going to watch the other young guy. They're going to watch the new 19-year-old who's making content, who says the words that they say, that speaks their language. Do you know what I mean? They'd be like, who's this old, bold guy? Like, we're not going to listen to him. Although I guess they did for tape, but it's different because he was doing snippets, whereas I like to do long-form content. So... I've always been conscious of somewhat getting out of the game, going behind the scenes and making the real money, being the Michael Rapino rather than like the Drake. Do you know what I mean? It's never really resonated with me. I'd rather be Dana White than Conor McGregor. I'm not talking visually. I'm just talking like my job role. I'd rather be behind the scenes, picking up all of the money rather than just being like the face of the brand, some superstar. Yeah, but my fame's gone. I don't care about the fame. Never have. But when people say, oh, you only said those things about the Tate brothers copying you for clout, I've never cared. Never will. Couldn't give a shit. I don't want the fame. It's horrible. Had a taste of it last summer on TikTok. It's disgusting. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. And people just shit on you nonstop. It's another all-female thing. Marvel, you know, they use... Gymshark have done the same. You know, Marvel, Gymshark, they use men to boost the brands. They use men to get some traffic, to bring the money in. And then they go, fuck you guys, we're just going to make leggings and nothing else. Fuck you guys, we're going to have... Every movie's going to have a female lead. And it's like, we built this brand. We gave you our money. And all you've turned it into is either a chick flick or... You know, an all-female brand. And it's like, that's fine if that's what you wanted to do from the start, but it's a slap in the face. And this is a big reason. Some people gave me shit for doing donations and the lifetime membership early on, but I can't accept investment. Now, if Dan Bilzerian came in and was like, I'll invest, I can trust that guy. If the Tates came in, I think I'd probably trust them to, you know, to follow the ethos of First Man and what we're all about. But if it's, you know, outside investors, I can't trust them to not be like, hey, do you know what? GQ have had a lot of success going down the female route. Do you know what you should do? It's, I can't risk that. It would fuck everything we've been trying to work on. And a final one over here. This is GQ, my ultimate enemy. They don't even know I exist, but I hate them. And I used to love them. That's the problem. If you look at that, okay, do you know what GQ stands for? It stands for Gentleman's Quarterly. It was a men's magazine. Still is, apparently. I'm not sure though. Confessions of a Teenage Superstar, Billie Eilish. This is supposed to be a men's magazine for stuff like fashion and men's news and whatever. Look what it's become. Look what it's become. So basically, we need this. We need a platform. We need a safe place for men where we can all go and we can enjoy the masculine content that we require. Because look at mainstream media. You've got a woman here with green and yellow hair. You know, Confessions of a Teenage Superstar. It's a men's magazine. It's just gone to shit. GQ will do Man of the Year awards, and it's just, you know, awards for women and stuff. It's weird. I don't know what GQ have become, but I don't know how they're making any money. I guess just partnerships of ads, you know, companies that still believe in them. This one was what Hamza spoke about, where we have these weak male roles. So look at the wife staring at him. Look at his body language. I'm doing a body language analysis video. In tight, wide-eyed. He's shitting himself. This is who they're trying to make men into these days. You know, some skinny, weak father who's just like... Yeah, at the mercy of his wife. He follows orders and whatever. And that needs to stop. Hollywood's, you know, these series that come out, they're just soft men everywhere. So we don't really get anything that we can look forward to anymore. And down here, we've got the Halo series. And this is the final big reason as to why we're building this. It's things like a Halo movie. I want to make one. Okay. And Hollywood, I guess, kind of when I made one. And people say it's not very good. It actually looks good visually, but apparently it's not very good. And it's just like, there's so many ideas that we all want to see, we want to do. I think they're better off in my hands. I think me and my teams in the future, you know, whoever I add to it, we're going to get some massive names moving forward and whatever. We could do a better job. We can do a better job. You know, people who are actually fans of Halo when they're growing up, rather than just, hey, put this in the hands of the biggest name and make sure we've got some representation from every corner of the earth. Like, just make a good fucking movie, man. It's Halo. Just make a good one. Do you know what I mean? Like, we all know what we enjoyed about the game. So I just think it's better off in my hands than it is in these hands of these wankers. Now, number two, the current problems. These are shit that I'm facing, okay? Number one, it's expensive as fuck. So just to build the MVP version, because you guys are going to sign on and you're going to go, this costs 120 grand. Because it's going to be very bare bones, but you'll be able to do the basics. Click a video, watch a video, you know, etc., etc. Sign in, log in. It all looks somewhat professional, but it's very MVP and I did that on purpose. But that was 120 grand. But that's the cost of these things. Like, it's super expensive and... Yeah, when you're self-funding your own Netflix, it's not easy, guys. So there's a problem that I have, you know, just raising capital every month is just so difficult. But we can do it. We're, you know, supplements are selling out at all-time high. By the way, men's lifestyle supplement, I ordered 5,000 units. They're here on Monday. because we went out of stock about a week ago, but they're here on Monday because I ordered them a while back. Now that they're here, instead of $19.99, I've lowered it to $17.99 because my profit margins got bigger. Why should I make more money? I'm still making great money, so I might as well just lower the price, let them sell quicker. We all win. So they're $17.99 now. The second current problem, time consuming. It's going to be a lot harder for me to make YouTube videos and stuff like that, but I will try. I will try. I've made some changes to my lifestyle. I've freed up time elsewhere, so we could be okay there, guys, but it's super time consuming. Really tough. Like, basically, give me 6 months. Like, I'm doing projects immediately. We've got like 6 or 7 lined up off the bat straight away. But it is a time consuming task where, like, in 6 months, you're going to sit there and go, okay, now I see the vision. Like, this is insane now. Like, this is really, really good now. Oh, sorry, guys. We've got a limited window of opportunity. Very limited window of opportunity to make this work. Hence why I went for the donations and the lifetime memberships up front, so we could really execute on this quickly. Reason being, what's to stop somebody like GQ with all the money that they've got going, that's a good idea. Let us do the same thing with a budget of a 50 to 100 million off the bat. Like, they could destroy us. So we've got this limited window where we need to execute quickly. We need to go under the radar and then grow, bang. Just straight off the bat. We need to grow quick. We need to scale quick. I'd say we've maybe got a 6 month window to make this really work, to show the vision. And then we've probably got like 2 years after that to really kick on. And then it'll be too late. People will have no idea what we're doing. And the fourth one is the servers, because, and probably a banking system, but that'll come later in the thing. I'll put it in there. You'll see at the end. But the servers, we need our own servers at some point. We haven't got them yet. It's fine. But when I was talking about getting banned, you know, certain people can ban you. So that's something we're going to have to look at in the future. But far too expensive to begin with, guys. So that will not be happening. The build plan. So the MVP completion should be around about March 17th. So not long, like 2 weeks roughly. That'll be a web app because the mobile was a little bit more expensive. But the mobile will be following very soon, as you can see, in September, okay? But that is a web app to begin with, and the site link goes live. You need domains and stuff like that as well. That'll go live probably April 1st. Probably have some decent content on there and whatever. You know, between March 17th and April 1st, probably just be uploading content, you know, figuring some stuff out. I just don't really want to launch it without at least 5 things to watch, or at least 1 banging documentary to watch or something like that. But yeah, probably be a web app, site link, whatever in the early days, guys. Because just, I'm not Netflix. I don't have Prime's budget. I can't do a Lord of the Rings series. Like, it's tough. But that's what I mean. Help me to help you. Because I'm not making supplements here. I'm not making boxer shorts. I'm not, you know, making an online course. Like, I've done online courses, but I'm saying I'm not doing like an online course on my platform or a Hustlers University where it's, you know, £50 a month and it's just set up on a program. Like, this is fucking next level. I've always said our industry is cringy. It gets knocked down all the time. Like, people don't respect our industry. They think it sucks. It's seen as a little bit like, oh, what, you're trying to do self-improvement, self-help books. Like, it's seen as that. So I'm trying to bridge that gap between, like, for example, Andrew Tate, massive name. People love him. But when you mention his name, people still scoff. Like, it's just not a cool industry. It's very hard to succeed in this industry. So I've always wanted to bridge that gap from what we currently do to a level of professionalism where the whole world and the professional world, you know, the big business, the big, you know, even the big banks and whatever, they'll look at it and be like, wow, this is legit. This is insane. Like, we can't knock this. This is high level shit. And when you say to people, oh, what do you do for a job? It's not like, oh, I'm some anti-women podcaster. You know, mine will very much be, I own my own stream platform. I'm basically Hollywood in the UK. You know, we'll bridge out. I would love to build a film studio in Dubai. I'm sure there's something they'd help you with. But that's when I say stuff like that, guys, people are like, oh, he thinks he's going to do it next week. That's why it's a 10-year plan, okay? Mobile app development, September 2023. Reason it's so far away is because it costs a fucking lot to do this shit. And in the meantime, between April and September, I just want to spend all my money on content. And I think that's the best strategy. Now, affiliate for content creators, December 2023. So that'll be like I spoke to you guys before, where other content creators can sign up to my platform and they'll get a 50-50 split every single month on whoever they sign up. They'll be making so much money off that. And, you know, as long as their audience follow them in, but they don't even need a lot. You just get 1,000 people, you'd be making more than what you were making before. But my hope is, it's not just a way for people to make money. My hope is that if they've got more money coming in than what they would normally make, the quality of their content can go up. Because I think currently, and I love YouTube, you guys know that, I think out of all the social medias, it's the best one. It's the only one you can find an educational documentary on. But I do think that there is a very slight flaw as such. Not a slight flaw, it's just their choice. It's just their business model. But where you can get millions of views and not really get paid that much. So what you end up doing is you end up chasing the views. So people make content that they don't really want to make, but they do it to get views so that they can make more money. I don't really like that. And I think, you know, people will still be on YouTube. I'm not trying to take them away from it. I'm just saying, hey, here's an alternative where you can monetize that audience in a proper way. And then because you're doing that, you've got more money to execute on better ideas. And you can justify putting more money into a project. So if I said to you guys, I've gone and filmed a documentary, it cost me 10 grand, and I put it on YouTube, I don't even have ads on YouTube. It doesn't really benefit me. Whereas if I do a documentary for 10 grand and it's on my stream platform and X number of people sign up, I can justify the price because I'll make that money back, or at least I'll break even. So I'm hoping that other people, other content creators at that point will do the same. And number two, their content is then protected. They can't get banned for some silly reason. You know, it can't be anything stupid. Now, if somebody slaps a woman on camera, I'm going to sit them down and have a word with them. Do you know what I mean? And that will probably result in a ban or some level of action. I don't think anybody's going to do that because nobody has done that. But I'm not going to ban people because of their views, because of something that they've said, which just offended a few people. Like, that's just, it's outrageous. Our barrier to entry is going to be 100 times higher, or at least our rule book, so to speak. Sorry, guys, I keep doing this. Keep scrolling, thinking that's going to do it. And live streaming will be early 2024. And I've got an idea in summer, around about August, for my... Hang on, how old am I? It'll be for my 32nd birthday. Fuck. Where, and the reason I made that face, I'll explain in a minute, where I want to do a boxing event or an MMA event or something with all of us, like content creators and whatever. And I want to fight on that card. If I'm 32... kind of your prime, isn't it? You still quit. I'll see how I feel at the time. If I'm still boxing, I'm sharp and I'm, you know, in really good shape and I feel good and I'm still hitting hard, then I'll do it. But I don't want to be some old man trying to, you know, just looks like a cunt out there. But I think I'll be fine. So, you know, that's what we're setting up. That's the build plan. So you guys can see it's roughly like a year and a half and we'll have most of it built. We'll be able to do whatever we want at that point. Now the exciting part, the part you guys are going to love. Content rollout plan. So to begin with, to keep it smaller, it's going to be first man documentaries, one-offs, which I'll explain, podcasts, success stories, and educational content. So two you can see there is Indoor Generation and MGTOW, Men Go In Their Own Way. So they can both be documentaries. You know, you could call MGTOW, Men Go In Their Own Way, a one-off. It's just a one-off thing. You know, it's just something like Supercars of London, bang, done. Or then you make it into a series where it's Supercars of Dubai, London, whatever. But you can do it as a one-off. The world's coolest football pitches, something like that. It's just a one-off. Call of Duty maps in real life. Like you could roll out a second season, but it's just these one-offs where we can chuck 10, 20 grand at it, bang, done. You know, we can move forward from there. But Indoor Generation, looking at how, like, it can be summer. It can be 30 degrees outside. And you've got all these young kids just sat in playing video games. And we're going to look at how it's harming them, how it's causing anxiety, the lack of sunlight, screen time, how it's affecting them. I say that, I'm sat in a dark room today on a Saturday. Secondly, we got MGTOW, which is MGTOW. I always say MGTOW, I don't know why, I think I'm just old. Men Go In Their Own Way, and that's going to be about the potential end of marriage, you know, and we're going to do a documentary on that. And that's just two examples. I mean, we got so many. We're working on Simp Society at the moment, looking at how... you know, OnlyFans, porn, guys fapping, guys playing video games and sitting in. We're looking at how 5% of men get all the women and the incel population is growing. It's just basically called Simp Society. I'm going to try and get Wheat Waffles to present it. He's agreed. That's the idea so far. I've messaged a whole bunch of people, and a lot have replied. Some people who have been on Joe Rogan and all sorts. So this could be a sick documentary, Simp Society. Success stories, we've got a few lined up. I'll give you an example. One I want to do is like with Hamza, sit him down. We go to like a rooftop bar, lovely setting, and we ask him questions on how to become a successful YouTuber. And it, like, how did you do it? And then it will be other stories like how to start a successful fashion brand, how to start a successful barbershop, you know, like a good one, not just some local guys, people who have made like half a million a year from their industry or millions and whatever. It's like, it's really good ones. Like, we were thinking about getting Iman Gadzi and like how to start a marketing agency and stuff like that. So yeah, they're going to be amazing and educational content. So it might be a documentary on some level of success, cryptos especially. There's definitely Fetch AI, which are based in the UK. We can definitely go and meet those guys and do a documentary on their products and just see what it offers and the future of it. That'd be very educational for you guys. So that could be easy to do. Podcast. I really want to do a podcast. Me and Hamza, high quality, you know, a lot of money spent on it. And we'll try and figure that out as well. That'd be great for release day to have me and Hamza. And, you know, we can do roundtable discussions, because if you've got a big budget, we can be like, okay, me, Hamza, let's fly Jack over. You know, is Sneeko still knocking about? Okay, the Tate's out of prison. Okay, how much does everyone want to fly in? Like, let's get us all around the table, eight of us or whatever, and let's all have a chat. Like, that could be so cool. So we're going to do stuff like that, where it's legit podcast. You want to get The Rock on the podcast? Fine, let's drop him 50K. Like, we won't be able to do that immediately, but that's where I'm looking at. So stage two will be bigger budget docs and smaller budget series. So a bigger budget documentary will be basically internationals. Like, we can do a bit of traveling then. So it'll be stuff like desert, dump, Dubai. You know, people buying all these supercars and they just dump them in Dubai. We've all seen pictures of like a Ferrari Enzo covered in sand. Find the people who go out and locate these cars. Like, it'll be shocking to see like some, I don't know if it'll be a Bugatti, but it'll be like some luxury car just left in the middle of nowhere. What's the process? So they clean it up, they repair it, they take it to market. How does it all happen? That would be cool. And you'll see the old logo on a lot of these as well, because I made these a long time ago. So apologies for that, guys. But another one, and you'll see this afterwards, the actual series layout, I've broken it down into episodes, is rites of passage. Now, in the modern world, your rite of passage will be, you go for a beer with your dad. You get laid. You know, there's no challenge. It's like so many people say, I still feel like a boy. I haven't become a man yet. You know, for me, it took for like my dad to die. It took for me to go through a lot of shit to become a man. You know, paying for my dad's funeral, carrying his coffin, stuff like that. You know, that's how you become a man. But a lot of these kids around the world, they go through trials. They go through, you know, different events. And there's something we lack in the modern era. So we'll be looking into that. We'll be looking at different ways. And I'll explain that in the next page. Smaller budget series might be the future of gaming. I think stuff like that could be so interesting in terms of investment, in terms of just seeing where the world's moving, seeing how, you know, like the future of gyms, VR in gyms, how that's going to be used on cardio machines. You know, there's a lot of that out there. I just think that can be like a series where you really look into it. The future of weapons, you know, and we just start going out to these places and it becomes a five-part series or something like that. We'd have the budget for that then. They'd be really cool. Now the next step up, which is going to be expensive, but I think we can make it happen at that stage. Do you know what, guys? Inevitably, people always ask me where I get my clothes. This is from House of Leather. Okay, so you can go and have a look. Pre-existing content. So Den of Thieves, you know, masculine film, War Dogs, masculine film. I've put Creed 3 on there. I just think having these masculine films that guys actually love to watch, instead of going on Netflix, you know, when you've actually taken a night off, and you're like, I'm shattered, I actually want to watch something. And there's like chick flicks nonstop. Oh, a little love story. It's like, fuck me. Can I just find something for a man? Can I find something that I will actually enjoy? So we're going to start bidding for these. A lot of independents, you know, a couple of trips to Sundance. See if we can find, you know, some unique creators. And also at that point, guys, it's a little nod to you lot. If you do like making documentaries, if you do think you've got something to offer, go and make something if you've got an idea. Make it for the sake of you, but send it to me. Because if I watch it and I'm like, this is fucking insane, I'll put it on my platform and pay you for it. So, you know, there's an opportunity here to, number one, get a job off the back of it. Number two, to get paid. Number like, Netflix are ignoring you, we might take it. So don't be, afraid of that. Down here in the bottom left, this is actually me and Jack when we met up, squaring off, ready to go. This is from his, this is on his YouTube channel, so go and check him out. CEO of Testosterone. This is a like this isn't actually an event, but obviously you've got the cage in the background, me and him squaring off. This is like simulating live stream events. So we could do, I want to keep the platform very educational. I want it to help men, but I also want an entertainment aspect. So it might be there'll be live streams of games. There'll be like, because I want something for everybody for the mass media, but you lot can watch what you need to watch. There'll be live streams of fashion shows. There'll be live streams of like what this would be like an MMA event, a boxing event, something like that, that we've hosted. I wouldn't mind doing the World's Strongest Man live, but that can come later when we talk about that in a minute. But this is pretty much self-explanatory. Next up, 1M movies, big budget series, biopics, and video game adaptions. This is when we hit the mainstream. This is, I imagine this is going to be about year three, maybe year four, probably year four. That's a lot of money. So around about year four, we're going to see stuff like Emasculation of Hip Hop, where we can go out to America, we can get, big name artists on to have a discussion. Like that's going to be expensive. Groot, which is a giant Dutch, I think is a giant Dutch guy. I looked into the backstory and I was like, that would make a really cool series. Naz, which is Prince Nassim Hamid, that's a biopic, on his life. I'm thinking of doing one of Francis Ngannou as well, the way he traveled from, where did he travel from? Was it Nigeria? He went from the salt mines all the way over to Paris. And then it made his way to America. I think just watching that story would be insane. So we could do a biopic on that. Master Chief, which would be an actual Halo film. Henry Girard, for those of you who don't know, War Dogs in the top right that I've got on there. He was one of the characters. It'd be cool to do a spin-off on him. And 00. So if they do destroy Bond, we've got something. We can do a 00 series. And that'll be our own thing. And that's Idris Elba sat there. I think he'd be great. And if they don't give us the right to the name 00, we'll call it something else. But it'll be based around, an agent in the UK. So that's the way I'm looking at it. Now, after that, probably year five or something, in live sports. I'd love to get a contract with the UFC. We'll have to see. That's super expensive. The Euro Basketball League, the World's Strongest Man Live. Nobody's ever done it live. I figured out how. The National League, which is the conference football in the UK, Matchroom Boxing, we can get partnerships with them. The X Games, these are just examples. I'm just throwing shit out there, okay? But we can put live sports on there. There's a lot of sports that have got a big audience, but companies don't like bidding a lot for because they don't really have a way to monetize like we do. Now, one thing that pisses me off about live sports as well is if you want to watch the UFC in the UK, you have to buy BT Sport, £30 a month. They then do pay-per-view, so you have to pay an extra fee on top of that for certain fights. DAZN then do a membership plus pay-per-view. If you want Sky Sports as well for a lot of the other games, you're gonna have to pay for that. All in all, by the time you're fucking done, you're looking at like £120 a month going out the door. On our platform, it'll be £7.99 to begin with, but then it's gonna become £9.99 once we add live sports. I think that's fair because we'd have to cover our costs, especially the streaming costs. We could do ads and whatever, that can help, but we're gonna have to cover the costs. And I'm talking about ads during games and whatever, like half time. I don't think anyone's got a problem with that. So, if we want to do that, it's gonna have to be $9.99. But you're gonna get all the sports for one set fee. And if you've paid for a lifetime membership, you never have to pay for any of it. Like, how insane is that? So, yeah, and that lifetime membership, by the time we add live sports, it might be gone or we might up the price because it would just be suicide. We'd be losing so much money long term. So we'd have to up that to, maybe like £500, £1,000, something like that. I don't know. But that won't be happening for years. So don't worry, guys. It's actually more of a reason to get in now. That's not a sales tactic from me. This morning on YouTube, I was watching the NFL Combine. I love it. I would love to show that live on my platform. Do you know what I mean? There's so many NFL fans that would want to watch that. Is it a big televised event? Maybe in America, I don't know. But, I don't really think it is. I know they do show it live, but is anybody showing it live on a platform? I'm not sure. So let's see an example now. This is Rites of Passage. So the first episode would be Weak Modern Men. It'd be the pilot episode. We'd be talking about the, going for a beer with your dad, getting laid, how modern men don't really go through anything. And that's how you get like a 30-year-old boy, somebody who hasn't really evolved. And now after this, that'll be the pilot, and then after that will be some of the episodes. So we've got a 50-foot bungee jump that they do, the tribesmen in Pentecost. We've got the Agogi, because then that can be the Spartans. That can be a like a history kind of episode where we get a historian, we walk in the footsteps, we see what they would have done. Bullet ants in Brazil, that's brutal. Travelers in the UK, a young lad training for his first fight. You get bar mitzvah. You've got what the Amish do, and then... You know, might include those episodes. They'd be a little bit more boring and, like, educational. Whereas this one, like, with the Inuits hunting in the Arctic, the sun goes out with the dad and they hunt. That's a rite of passage. The Maasai warriors, you know, their journey that they go through, like, cutting off their foreskin and all sorts. Like, you go through some tough shit. You got the Hamar bull jumping in Ethiopia where they have to jump over a bull four times or something to become a man. And there's a lot of shit around that as well. The Vision Quest, which was a Native American thing. The Matisse hunting trials in Brazil. The Aztec Jaguar Warrior, which would be a historic one. And then Walkabout, which is an Aboriginal thing. So many cool episodes there. You know, that could all be in one series. Each episode there is going to cost a little bit because there's a fair bit of traveling, some CGI. So that might come later down the line. But episode one, we could smash it. And we probably do Travelers UK for episode two. Yeah, we could probably do that. But then after that becomes health and safety and all that shit, and you have to take some security, so it would be expensive. But you guys are getting the idea of what we're trying to do here. And next up is the team. I've got one camera team, or one camera guy at the moment, who loves doing documentaries. And that would be documentaries and medium-term projects. So that might be stuff that might take a week or two to film, you know, or 3 days to film, 4 days to edit, something like that. Then I'm going to have another camera team for daily content. The success stories, the interviews, the podcasts and whatever. So then you guys, my vision is we can have something going out every hour, like a YouTube video. We can then have something going out every day, which will be something like a success story or a podcast or whatever. Every week will be, you know, like a documentary. Every few weeks will be something more like a long-term documentary or a bigger budget documentary. Every month might be an episode of, like, it might be five episodes from a bigger series, you know, and then every 6 months a big film, every year a live sports event. I just want something all the time. Because what I find is you sign up to, like, The Zone, you watch the big boxing fight, Canelo versus Triple G. I'll pay for that. That's amazing. What do you get for another 90 days? It's fuck all. There's nothing. Oh, the next big fight is in 3 months. So what are you paying for? Whereas on our platform, you would watch the live event and then you'd have thousands of things to watch that you were actually, you know, that you actually enjoyed. And then if there was nothing new to watch, it'd still be podcasts and, you know, videos coming out that would educate you and would have like everything. I think I'm probably going to have to hire a project liaison manager, somebody. So when I'm out and about, I'm traveling and whatever, when I'm filming content, they can organize everything and say, okay, they're going to be here on this date. It's all sorted. They've sent out the emails. They've done the outreach. I need that now. I need a product manager so that when you guys are like, hey, where's my package? I don't have to respond out in the field. Like, let's say I'm with the Maasai and I've got no Wi-Fi. Like, somebody needs to be doing that. And platform maintenance, which is around $2,000 per month. We've already agreed the contract. The membership options. Okay, guys. So we did speak about this. $7.99 per month and £100 for a lifetime membership. And you'll never have to pay again. That's live now. We've already raised around about £20,000 from that. So if you guys want to continue going for the lifetime, it's helping massively. Because I'm going to put, and this is the thing, people think it's just donations and I'm using their money to whatever. It's like, I'm going to put about five times more than that myself in as well. It just helps get even more projects done. So I just thought it was a good idea. But I'll probably put another $100,000 in the next 6 months into content. You guys might end up, by the time it goes live, raising like 40, 50 grand. We can put that in as well. Just allows us to do more, hire the staff and whatever. That really, really helps. But then you've also got a lifetime membership, so you never have to pay again, which, you know, in the first year, first 6 months, I'd say, admittedly, you might be like, maybe it was worth it. I don't know. I'm still believing in you. But by the end of the year, 2 years, 3 years, you're going to be like, that was a steal. And that's my promise to you guys. I've never not delivered on anything that I've said. So, yeah, if you do the lifetime membership, it helps us massively. So that would be £100, okay, guys? You can get one of them when the platform goes live if you need proof first. But if you do it prior, it massively helps us. So after that, the bigger vision. So what I want to add is a built-in store at some point. I don't know when, but I'm going to add a built-in store. It might be part of that build plan earlier on. But we'll have to see. And number two is charity work. I'd love to do a bunch of charities where we're helping men and stuff. I think that would be essential. Obviously, as I discussed earlier, the 1M servers, we need our own. As I mentioned as well, 1M banking system. It'd be essential to not getting us, you know, banned or taken down or any. We want to own everything. We want to own all of our own shit. And finally, First Management, which has got First Man Buildings in the name. I don't know if we'll call it that, but we'll see. I want sports teams. I want sports models. I want sports models and acting agency. Okay, so that's three different things. I didn't put a comma. So sports, modeling, and acting agencies. So that'll be an internal engine where the actors can be on our platform in the series, movies, whatever. Models so they can advertise all of our products and whatever. And some of them can be stand-ins in film. And then sports athletes so that... for example, here's my vision, right? And I want sports teams. I've said to you guys before, I want an NFL team at some point, a London-based team. The NFL have asked for it for a long time. I think with this platform, I would be the guy to deliver that. But that is the 10-year plan. That would be at the end of 10 years, okay? People have taken the piss out of that. But a year ago, people said my stream platform was a pipe dream, so be careful. But yeah, what I want to do is, for example, let's say I get some boxing guys hired and I say to them, hey, do you want to help us start our own boxing agency? What would it be? Boxing, what's Eddie Hearn do at Matchroom and people like that? Okay, so they just got their own boxing organization where they have people under their name. So we'd have that, and we'd be able to hire all these fighters, say, hey, do you want to come and like fight underneath our brand? And the benefit of that is that you'd be able to get fights on our platform. So you'd be able to get a ton of coverage. Every time we do a boxing event, whatever, we're gonna put you center stage. We're gonna advertise it. You're gonna get a ton more fans, and you're gonna get paid a lot more because you're on our platform. There's no secondary party. It doesn't dilute the fund. It's like we can pay the fighters more because you're fighting on our platform, and you work for us, or we work for you technically. But, you know, you're within our stable of fighters. You know, you're within our organization. So that's the way I'm looking at it. So sports, model, and acting agency, you're built in with the sports teams. And that can be smaller teams. We could buy a team, you know, non-league football like Ryan Reynolds did, build them up through the league, show it on our platform. When hashtag United were getting big as a YouTube football team, we could have bought them and, you know, or at least gave them a house on our platform. I think there's massive scope for that, to buy teams all around the world in different things. You get a team in the Euro League in basketball, give them more coverage than the other teams because we fucking own them. You know, and do it that way. Start a little MMA subdivision in the UK, and it's almost like an academy for the UFC. But we show it on our platform, and it's up-and-coming fighters, and we, you know, that's another way that we can showcase stuff. There's so many ideas. So many ideas, guys. So that's basically everything from me. That's the total vision. I hope you guys believe in it. I've obviously believed in this for like 10 years, so we'll have to see how it goes. But it's a long plan. It's a long plan, but it's going to result in a safe place for men. The content we actually want to watch. You know, anything that pops up, you can be like, well, it's going to be on the First Man platform. You know, guys, this show was amazing. Why did it ever stop? Like, a lot of people say to me, Taboo with Tom Hardy, it was amazing. Why did they never do season two? Because it lost money. Okay, and Tom's reluctant to do it again. Well, we'd fund it. We'd do a season two, because if it's a subscription model and people sign in to watch it, every single month you're then getting that money. Do you know what I mean? So we would probably end up, even if we lost money on the initial, we'd make it back eventually. So we'd say, Tom, we'll pay you for this. Or like, here's the budget, go and get it made, Taboo 2. Like, people loved it, so why could we not make another one? And that's the ability that we'd have to save masculinity, to save the men's world. You know, The Matrix looks as though it's ruined now as well. It's just always stuff getting ruined. It's like, we can save this shit. We can, the Grand Tour with and Top Gear, you know, Jeremy Clarkson, oh, he said something horrible about Meghan Markle. As long as it's not that bad, which I think he was just joking around, I don't mind. So Jeremy, come on our platform. Oh, he had a fight with the director. You can punch me as much as you want. You're not going to hurt me, Jeremy. So come on the platform. You know, the Grand Tour, we can show it. We can show it on our platform. You can do whatever you want. You can swear in our one. We're not going to bleep it out or over-edit it. So, you know, you come and make that on the platform. It's just a safe place. Jordan Peterson made that documentary and it got shut down. We'll take it. It could be a safe place for us. Do you know one thing I really like as well? When Netflix did The Ruthless, which was an Italian film, I think that would be, you know, making films like that would be so cool. The budget's not even that big either. Like, that would be sick. I want to do like a Narcos, but set in like Albania. Like some European Narcos. I don't know where it would be based. I don't know where it's popping off right now in the drug game. Funnily enough, I'm not in that game. But what if we did a bit of research? Maybe it's Albania, maybe it's somewhere else. Maybe I'm being racist there. But that's what we'd do. You know, look at doing like a Narcos kind of series in like European places. I think that could be so sick. That what a series that could be. It's just all these things that men actually want to watch. But it'll be education first, it'll be helping you guys. I always wanted it to be the bridge between who you are right now and who you want to become. So we can bring a career to your living room. You don't know what you want to do, you've done career day at school and all the teachers don't quite get you. Here's 400 careers and 400 successful men. This is what they've done. Any of them interest you? Here's a documentary on some cryptos. You want to make some investments? We're going to educate you. You know, stuff like that. We're going to show you the future of this. We're going to show you the future of that. We're going to. That's cool. That's really cool. We're going to do a bunch of fitness documentaries, workouts with top level fitness athletes, you know, stuff like that. Like, there's so much we can do. We're going to show you know, the world's best penthouses. I don't know. It's just exposing you to a life that you really want to see, all the coolest shit. But it's going to be education and entertainment combined, but I'm going to try and have an eye on education first because I want it to help men and then entertain them. You know, the stuff that they want to watch. But I also think that helps men if they've got masculine influences in their life. They're not tuning on their TV and they're seeing the guy from Modern Family or Homer Simpson. They're actually seeing real male role models that they want to become like. They're hearing podcasts with top level men who are educating them in the right way. And, you know, that feeds into your psyche at some point. So, yeah, we'll take it from there. I just thought you might have to be 18 or above to use this, come to think of it. We might do 16, but I'll tell you what we'll do. For certain shows, you'll have to do it. I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. Otherwise, we could get some agency coming after us, even if we do have our own banking system and servers and whatever. But that's it, guys. It's been my life's work. I've put every penny from First Man back into this so far and all the other products and restocks and whatever. But most of my money's gone into this stream platform and the content moving forward. The way I see it is it's better to have a bigger net worth than have loads of cash in the bank. So I'm putting everything into this. I think the money I make from this will raise my family, will set me up for life, will give me the dream I've always wanted. But at the same time, I'll be helping millions of men and I'll be solving some problems which I think are out there in the world. So that's where I'm sitting on this. I hope you guys, you know, in I hope you guys are on board with what we're doing. I hope you believe in it as much as I do. If you don't, I'll prove it to you first. I'll release some shows and whatever, and then you can see the bigger vision. I've just read what's on screen. How lazy is that? And we can take it from there, guys. But yeah, this is fun. I think that's as much as I want to say. This is the roadmap. We'll see where it goes, but I appreciate all the support, guys, over all the years. Like, this is everything we ever dreamt of coming together. I appreciate all the money that's been raised so far, like 20 grand in less than a week. So that's pretty fucking nuts. If we can, you know, even if it stops at that and we use that money plus my money, like, we're still some fucking cool shows, some great documentaries and whatever. And I've got a great team, great teams working with me and good people. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Guys, I'll see you soon.